Post Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Hurry up and call us already. It's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630.
And in the meantime, did you know you can listen to eBay Radio on the fly with free mobile apps for Apple and Android devices?
I did not.
To download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to Apple App Store, search for keywords eBay Radio, two words. Droid users, go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Call in and tell us where and how you're listening. We love to hear about that. Griff, I'll never forget the first time I did the show alone.
Yeah.
Years ago, you had to go to the doctor that day.
I did, yes, I remember.
And I thought we were getting away with murder. While the mice, you know, while the cat is away, the mice will play and all that. And we used every expression like that. Turns out he was listening to the show. We had just done the app. He was listening to the show while he was waiting to go into the doctor's office.
So, you thought you could thwart me, Catwoman.
My little lovely.
Anyway.
So, our telephone number is 888-RADIO. I guess we're going to get a listing dish. Melissa, you can do it underneath or, no, I don't know where you're going to do it. Do it down underneath there. Yeah, we're having a little problem on the screen today.
Sounds interesting.
We have so many callers up there that she has no place to write some of this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. So, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Megan in Las Vegas, known as Las Vegas Trading. She wants a listing dish. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Oh, it's a he. Good. It's a he. I'm so sorry.
No, you got it right. It's a she. I just got deep voice.
Oh, okay. Well, you have an interesting voice then, let me tell you.
I do, don't I?
You
do.
You really do.
Sure.
And I make my living with voices, and yours is very interesting. So, you want your listing dished?
I do.
Okay, so here is the item number. Are you ready, Griff?
I'm getting ready now. I just have to go to this screen and put it in. Go ahead.
It is 1726-0995. 5112. Again, that number is 1726-0995-5112.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is a, it says Father Day Gifts - die cast airplane shell golden edition Wendell Williams Racer. So,
pretty.
Let's see.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, it's, I want to read the package here. I want to make sure I've got this right. Okay, limited edition. So I'm not sure why you put in Father's Day gifts.
Just trying to get people who are looking for gifts for their fathers, maybe call it up in a search.
Right, but if we go, I'm going to search for, on those terms, Father's Day gifts.
Probably a million come up, huh?
Only 52.
Oh, really?
I just don't think that that's really a popular search term. I know intuitively you would think it might be because, well, you know, everyone's looking for Father's Day gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the issue I have is that there is an important word that describes this item that you've completely left out.
Do you know what?
Shell. Oh, no, you've got shell. It's there. Sorry, I missed it.
He's got shell.
Yeah. So I would start off by saying shell golden edition Wendell Williams Racer die-cast airplane limited edition or golden edition. It's a limited edition.
It is a limited golden edition.
A golden and limited. So you don't have the word limited in there, though. So I would put that in there because if somebody is looking for this, they're more than likely to use words that are on the box or that the manufacturer has to describe the item than they are something like Father's Day gifts.
I see. So I was going to take that off. this week.
Yeah,
anyway.
I would take, and I also, except for Wendell Williams, where the hyphen is part of the actual word, I'd get rid of the other hyphen. It's just taking up space. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be my first comment. It's hard to put up item specifics for collectibles, but you've done a very good job.
Thank you.
And if we go to your description, so I have some comments, and the first thing I would say is these scrolling galleries are better served on the bottom of the page, not on the top. What you're asking someone who's looking to do is, oh, you were interested in this? Well, how about these? So
yeah,
I click on this, and now I'm on another page, and I've forgotten completely what I was doing. So I'm not a big fan of them to begin with, but if you have them, they should be on the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
And then you've made a choice here that a lot of sellers make without being aware of the fact that it's actually not a good choice because it makes text harder to read. You've centered all the text.
Right.
And that's not good, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Except for headers or titles, when you take a paragraph of text and you center it, the natural action of the eye, at least in the Western world, who reads from left to right, is knowing that the starting point on the left is always going to be in the same place. So it makes it a lot easier. The muscle memory in the human eye, from years of training, just goes right back to that place. With centered text, you've changed the place, and now it's going to be in random places. And it actually fatigues the eye. So if the goal is to present information in a way that's easy and not fatiguing for a buyer to digest, by centering all the text, you're actually creating an obstacle for the buyer.
Good to know.
Also, you've got everything in paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
I would put them one line, either bullet points. By the way, Griff, I did giant research project over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Went for a lot of things that had bullet points in them to see if they showed up in Google Shopping, and they did.
Yeah, I don't understand why they say they don't want you to do bullet points. But
right.
I've found the same thing.
The same thing, right.
Yeah.
So
fine.
So bullet points or, you know, just one-liners.
Sure.
Would be better than writing everything in a paragraph because people don't want to read anymore.
Well, the only time where that's not, so your first paragraph, what you've done, it's centered, so it's hard, but now I've got to read. I've actually got to read things. So if you could take the information in the first paragraph, not the first one that says a Shell Golden Edition,
mm-hmm.
The one that starts top and bottom of wings are marked. So finding a way to make that into a list so it's a lot easier to parse.
Okay.
The third paragraph is different. So what you're talking about there is the actual Wendell Williams racers. And it's really hard not to have a paragraph. So I think you're fine with that. I think I'd put that at the bottom.
Sure.
But then measures, so the measurements, you want those as measurements. That's the call out. And then under that, wingtip to wingtip, 9.625 inches.
Or you could have
tail
a bullet
to prop.
Point that says measures.
And then next bullet item, tail to prop.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
So it's easier to read through. Otherwise, great. Make sure that the new, never opened, and original packaging is up towards the top as well. That's important condition to remind people. But other than that, your photos are great.
I love his photos.
Photos are really nice. They're big, clear. I can see myself.
Did you take those photos?
I did, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, those are well done.
What do you think about the fact that he has one photo of the box? That's important to some people.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think you've done a good job.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's important. I don't see a photo showing the underside of the item.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that either.
Yeah, I'd take one more photo and put it. I mean, it's not critical, but I think it's always good to have every aspect, every view of the item represented in photos. Because you know it's going to be the one time the buyer says, gee, I really want this. Do you have a photo of the bottom?
Yeah, no, exactly. Sure.
But otherwise, I would use your photos as a great example of professional product photography. They're really well done.
Well, thank
and
you
it's
very much.
It's hard to take a photograph of a reflective item.
What do you use? Do you use your cell phone?
No. I have a Canon camera. Shoot them outside in the sun, so on a white background.
It's just, and again, that is amazing because it can be very difficult to get consistency in sunlight, and you've managed to work it so that the shadow that's cast actually helps accentuate the item. It's done a really good job. Those photos are quite good.
So what do you think, Griff?
I want to give her a 5 for the photos.
Yeah, the photos are so good, but there are some things.
Yeah.
No, they are. They are.
And they're easy to fix.
Yeah. So
I want to go in and fix all that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a 4.9.
Me too.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You fix those things, you're going to have a 5 because it's obvious you're a good seller.
Yay!
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
You.
We appreciate your call. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
It's a cool item, by the way.
It is a cool item. Do we have time? We've got two callers here. Charmin, Birmingham, Alabama, Top Floor Finds. Hi, Charmin. What's your question or comment?
Hey, guys. Well, the shipping segment was really interesting to me. I ship small things, kind of like Griff does, mostly clothes, easy to ship. But I'm starting my husband on eBay, and he has got overflow of building industrial materials. We have grab bars. We have all that. And I'm pulling him kicking and screaming into this. However, I said, if you have 12 grab bars or 20 mirrors, take it and get it boxed first. So there's no, because here's, I tell them, you have to box it and ship it anyway.
That's
so
true.
So go get your box and everything first. You have the exact measurements, the exact way, and there you don't have to.
We got to take a break. Here's the music. Hold. The Open Phone segment was brought to you by 6Fit. Coming up, our last segment of today's eBay Radio Show.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 410.
An eBay store is a rite of passage for every eBay seller. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word, and explains why you need an eBay store.
There's the savings associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly-by-night sellers. You give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
This last segment of the show is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. I just don't believe this show went by so fast.
I know, and I thought we were going to talk to Charmin again, but I guess she thought we were saying goodbye to her.
Yeah.
She was bringing up a good point. Selling heavy stuff, go ahead and pack it.
Yeah.
And take pictures of it. Pack them. If he's got 20 mirrors, pack them all.
Yeah.
Weigh them. Weigh everything. So,
right.
And there you are. You're ready. You're set. If anybody buys, you've got it there.
Yeah, you have to. You want this stuff ready to go. So.
Right. So I don't think we have too many events, but let's take a look, shall we?
We only have two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I haven't even been there today, so I don't know that.
So the first one is June 14th, which is, Wednesday, tomorrow. It's the Calgary eBay and Amazon Seller Group meetup. It's taking place at the Alistair Ross Technology Center, Calgary Innovates. That's in Calgary, Canada, Alberta. And it starts at 6:30 p.m., goes to 8:30 p.m., and it's the topic is let's just share our eBay experience.
And then on June 21st, Casa Grande Online eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Betty's Hardy Home in Casa Grande, Arizona. Summertime social swim party and potluck. Oh, this is the fun one. Please bring a potluck dish and your spouse or significant other. If you plan on swimming, please bring a swimsuit and towel. So yeah. I know that we're kind of light on events during the summer. People are taking vacations. Kids are out of school. Things are happening, and they don't have as many meetings. But please know that if you do not have a meetup group in your area, you need to figure out how to start one, and they're really easy. Griff, what should they do when they're thinking about starting a seller meetup?
Well, the first thing you want to do is get a realistic understanding of the amount of work involved. It can be fun, obviously, but you're going to be managing what is a regular club that meets, hopefully at a location in your area on a regular basis. And, that can take some work because you as the manager have to arrange with the venue. You have to send out the invites. You have to organize and schedule the topics that you want to discuss. I would first caution anyone, to be realistic, we have to acknowledge that there's some preparation and work involved in doing this. Our good friend Stephanie Ing, by the way, who is the organizer, founder, and manager of the longest running, eBay seller group, I think longer than meetups
been around. eBabes and emails.
And that's the Dallas, Texas one, eBabes and emails. And she's actually written, a little book about how to start and how to set up and how to manage and run a meetup. It's well worth looking for.
It's called Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide.
Right.
And there's a Kindle edition, by the way.
There is Kindle.
Yeah.
You can find it on most marketplaces, so give it a shot. And, we should buy a bunch and give them away. That would be fun.
Well, I think we did. Several years ago, we gave away a couple, but we need more. Stephanie, more books, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need more Stephanie's books. So I've heard of people starting meetup groups, Griff, and you have too, with two people, themselves and one other person.
Yeah.
A friend. They went, they had lunch together, they talked about eBay, and it was their first meetup group. And then pretty soon other people started joining, and pretty soon they've got 68 members. So don't be afraid to start a meetup group if you just have one or two people. Because that's how you start it. It's the beginning. You don't have to gather 10, 15 people.
No.
At the beginning.
A lot of them start with just a few people. And so a lot of them start rather casually, sort of as a, testing the waters.
A buddy. They go out to lunch together.
Sure.
But call it a meetup, an eBay meetup group, and talk about all things eBay.
Yeah. We have a kind of a project in its infancy at eBay to help support meetup groups to the extent possible. And if you're starting a meetup group, you should let us know because we'll put you – there's a community group where meetup group organized members can communicate. Our team puts together a monthly email newsletter and sends it to just the group organizers. I'm currently in the middle of arranging for some eBay branded swag that we can send to every meetup group that the organizers then can give out as they see fit. And if you want to be included in this, you need to let us know. You can send an email to me as well, griff@ebay.com. But let Lee know, too, so she can put you up on your event up on the list.
On the calendar.
On the calendar at the Voice Marketing Radio site.
I just found several of Stephanie's books on eBay.
Yeah.
Here's one for $11.94, and here's one for $4.19, people.
And she's been through the entire experience, and she's been doing it literally for over a decade.
So make sure it's the Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide, and it was written by Stephanie Inge.
Yeah.
Okay. Good gal, and a good job she did with this book, too.
Yes, very good job.
But again, as I said, it's not that daunting. I mean, Griff started out telling you how much work that there is going to be some work involved. But it doesn't have to be that daunting. If you're starting out with one or two, three people, you meet in a restaurant and you have your meeting. Then you have a few more people and you start wanting to get a meeting room. And that's when you pretty much need this book. I think actually anybody who wants to consider it should have the book.
Yeah, you should.
See you on Thursday, Griff.
We'll see you Thursday. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. June 15, 2017. That's a Thursday. This Thursday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's Ask Griff and Lee. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Along with all the pomp and circumstance of graduation comes a whole lot of gift buying. And graduation isn't just for high school and college seniors anymore. Today's kids graduate from middle school, elementary school, even kindergarten and nursery school. That means lots of proud family members and friends shopping on eBay. So list dorm room essentials such as bedding and small appliances, traditional gifts like jewelry and watches, as well as electronic gadgets and accessories. Promote those listings on social media, including a link from your Facebook business page. Then send a newsletter to your store subscribers, and you've earned an A+ in marketing.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
To most people, modern appliances, tools, and technology are simply instruments of daily life. They don't think much about them one way or the other. On the other hand, entrepreneurs have been known to question, refine, and generally try to figure out ways to do or make stuff better. This is the part of the entrepreneurial spirit that makes progress happen. Even if you don't sell your systems or ideas to others and only use them to enhance your own success, you have that spirit. Like the new spreadsheet you made to better handle your inventory, or the bookkeeping system that's yours and yours alone. You are on the front lines of a revolution in shopping, and it's a privilege of being a small business owner in this century. Use your spirit wisely.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.